darkness seems to hide his face. I rest on his unchanging grace. I'd like to share a little story with you. Brother told me, good brother in the Lord, we work together and we share it in my place of employment, Bible study. And he was telling me about a dear sister in the Lord, Sister Johnson. Now, Sister Johnson was in a nursing home, and she was well up there in her years. And she had a son who was in the VA hospital. And she would go to visit him from the nursing home. She would take the paratransit and take a ride down there and see her son. Well, her daughter was also a nurse within the nursing home. And by the grace of God, she was able to work out an arrangement and finally was able to bring her brother to the nursing home. So Sister Johnson had her son right there with her. And this brother in the Lord, Otis, he would, of course, he would go and he would serve communion to Sister Johnson, worship with her, pray with her. And she was always a very uplifting person, very praise the Lord, very good in the Lord. Well, one day Sister Johnson's son died, and it just that darkness came over Sister Johnson. She couldn't understand that, and that darkness hid for her at that time. And Otis would tell me, I'd come in to see Sister Johnson, and she just, he was able to serve a communion, but it wasn't the same. She was just down in the dumps. She was hidden in the darkness. She was sinking in the sand. And then and that went on for a number of months, and she just couldn't seem to come out of it. And then one day he came in to her, and she would call him Deke, because he was a deacon, right, in his church. So he came in one day, right, and she says, Deke, I heard from the Lord, just like that. And so, you didn't hear the way Otis tells it, but Deke, I heard from the Lord. And he said to me, don't question me. I know what I'm doing. That's what she heard from the Lord. Don't question me. I know what I'm doing. And he said, from then on, she was happy in the Lord again. She was just praising the Lord, worshiping the Lord. Just back on that salt rock again, up out of the sand, anchored in Jesus. And sometimes, you know, we get into those places, don't we?
Yes.
We get into those places. Elijah got into that place that one time when the widow's son died. You know, he took the boy upstairs and then he said, Lord, what did you do here? You know, I'm living with this woman. What are you doing? What's going on here? You know, he questioned at that time. But he pressed through, didn't he? And that's what the Lord's calling us to do. We need to remember. We don't always understand why things happen. We just don't always understand, even though we want an answer. And maybe that will help you today if you're struggling with something. You know, Sister Johnson heard from the Lord. Don't question me. I know what I'm doing. The Lord does know what he's doing.
Yes, amen.
And we can trust him. He's our sure anchor. And we need to stay tied to him, anchored with him. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
And it holds my anchor, holds. Though your wildness then, O gale, on my bark so small and frail, by his grace I shall not. For my anchor holds.
Dear Jesus, remove every question from our minds. When we don't understand your ways, they're not our ways, they're higher than our ways. And Lord, there are many times where you call us just to trust you, not to figure you out, not to understand what you're doing, but just to believe you, that you do know what you're doing, even when we don't, that you are faithful, even when we don't understand that. We pray, Lord, that you would give us grace to trust you more. We pray that that anchor that is within the veil, Lord, that it would steady us, that we would be moored to Christ, that, Lord, when the waves beat and the storms howl, Lord, because we've been founded upon Christ, that solid rock, that we would stand. The house wouldn't collapse. All other ground is sinking sand. But, Lord, we pray that we might have a capacity to believe you and to just trust you no matter what. Lord, it's easy in the easy times, and it's hard in the harder times. But, Lord, we thank you that in the good times you can strengthen us for those days that we don't quite understand. And that maybe we never will here on this side. We might understand it better by and by. But, Lord, we pray that you'll give us grace to trust you more. Thank you for it, Lord. We pray, Lord, that we might get to a place in our lives where we don't have to know everything and don't have to understand everything. But, Lord, that we might let you be in control and help us, Lord, to trust with all of our heart, not lean to our own understanding, just in all of our ways to acknowledge you. We ask it in Jesus' name. We pray, Lord, this morning also for the village and Natick and Nonantum and the cottage. Lord, this is their hike day there, someplace out on the water, out on the lake, walking down a trail, wherever they've gone for their day, their morning. We pray, Lord, that you would watch over them, that you would be with them and protect them and give them a wonderful day here today, Lord, out of the camp and on the up in the Adirondacks. Lord, we just pray that you'd bless them. Be near to them, work in their hearts, work in their lives, Lord. Something fresh and something new this day. We pray that you'd give strength to those counselors, Lord, that drag along behind these kids. Pray that you'd help them to keep one step ahead. Lord, those that are a little older and those that are a little weary, we pray that you would renew and refresh them for this day. And just bless them, Lord, and keep them and bring them back safely to us. We ask it in your precious name. Amen. 297. 297. Let's sing it.
I'm Jesus, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. You do, Lord. Thank you for the anger of your soul. Thank you that you are in control. Thank you that you are able. Hallelujah. Jesus, increase our faith. Hallelujah. That we might believe in you, Lord. Jesus, thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.